Okay, today is Daf Nun Zayin. We're on Nun Vav Amud Beis in the bottom line. So the bottom line would go like this. Achtei de Rami Bar Chama, the sister of Rami Bar Chama, having Nesiva L'Rav Avya, was married to Rav Avya. Why it has to be the sister of Rami Bar Chama, I don't know. Rami Bar Chama doesn't appear in the story. Why is this relevant? I don't know. Anyway, Irkis... What? Just want to let you know that. Exactly. Only you know that piece of information. Yeah. For no other reason, just so you should know. Anyway, Irkas Ksuvasa. They lost the Ksuva. They lost it. Asal Kemed Rav Yosef. Amalahu. Hachyam Rav Yudam Ar Shmuel. Zudivir Meir. So, is there a problem now? The question was, can we stay together? We don't have a Ksuva. We lost it. So he told them back, Rabbi Yosef told them back, that's only Rabbi Meir's problem. Now, what did Rabbi Meir talking about? What did Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir said that if you minimize a ksuva, that's be'ilaz nus. So what does that have to do with this? Says Rashi, Zudiv Rabbi Meir, Dama La'el, who said earlier, Kal hapoches libesula mimasayim, if you reduce the ksuva, Vafilu bitina, even over the Tanai. Right? Then we said yesterday, Hatanai bottle, the Tanai is bottle, and Karile Be'ilaz Nus, it's called Be'ilaz Nus. Why is it called Be'ilaz Nus? Mishum, Delo, Samcha, Daita. Because she no longer is relying on the Ksuva. Why is she no longer relying on it? We said the Tanai is bottle. So the guy gets married to a woman on the condition he doesn't have to pay her. So first of all, the Tanai's butler does have to pay. And it's a Bilas Nus. Why is it Bilas Nus? Because she doesn't know all this halacha. She doesn't go to London. Right? She doesn't go to London. She doesn't know. So what does she think? She thinks this is a horrible, I got myself into a horrible mess. All my neighbors, all my friends, they have tzuvas and I don't. So lo samcha daita. She's not really engaged. Engaged is the wrong word. She's not really invested and into this marriage. Why is she not into the marriage? Because she realized that she got gypped. That's what her mayor said yesterday. So now, v'ahachanamilur mayor, who da asil lahashos isha, you're not allowed to stay with a wife, sha'ovda shtar ksuva, when the ksuva got lost. Vafilu isle isla, even though the ksuva still exists, the law mafsida b'hachi d'gavya b'tanai bezdin doesn't make a difference. Is she any less protected now that they can't find the ksuva? No. Nothing changed. However, miha lo samcha daita, she doesn't, she has the same lack of willingness to give it her all now applies. Why? The amra ki tavana le, because when I go ask for my ksuva, amar, they're going to say, praticha, I paid it back. Right? So he said, oh, all of a sudden, how convenient, they lost the ksuva. And then the next day, he hands her a get. Right? Yeah. Look at this. What luck I have. So she's not some hilchak. Therefore, be'ilaz nus. Therefore, it's like a be'ilaz nus. You hear all that? It's a lot of lumps to get from that to that. If you lost the ksuva, it's be'ilaz nus. Why? Because if you reduce the ksuva, it's be'ilaz nus. Why is that? Why is that? We said yesterday, because lo samcha daita. Right, she asked all her neighbors have a normal ksuva, and she got this little nothing ksuva. So what is she supposed to think? She doesn't know the lum, that tonight doesn't count, and none of that matters. You can write whatever you want, and she's still going to get a decent ksuva. None of that, she doesn't realize all that. So do over here. What does she think? The ksuva's lost. Then nothing changed. She's just as protected with one without one. She doesn't know all that. So lo sam chadait, it's like bilas nus.
Because she's ignorant.
Right. Right, she doesn't know. She doesn't know. So, avachachamim omrim, no, masha adam es ishto, shtayim u'shaloshanim below ksuva. Now you can stay married 2-3 years without a ksuva. And of course, Tosfos says 2-3 years is lav dafka, right?
Do we pass like that?
What?
We pass like that. We're very makbid about the ksuva.
Correct.
I mean, so we're not passing.
What we said earlier, and maybe it was Shabbos, that we're machmir, that the whole thing we have, if you don't have a ksuva, is because of a mayor. Right? So maybe, I don't know if we, the Gemara might say about that. Okay. Amalei Abaya, Vamar of Nachman of Ashmol, Halacha Ker Meir, Big Zerosav. But one second, we hold like Rameir when Rameir makes a Zera. So the Gemara answers, Ihachi, if that's the case, Zil Kasavla, then go write one. Right, you're right. Okay, then go right one. If that's the halacha, then go right one. Which is how we pass it, right? What? Well, yeah. Ki asar of Dimi, Amar of Shum ben Pazi, Amar of Shum ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, Machlokes. Now, we had another Machlokes yesterday. There was a Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, right? That can you make one of these ties even Balpeh? Right? What did we say yesterday? It was only yesterday, wasn't that? Huh? We wrote down over here that the ksuv is 200, but I'm only going to make it 100. Right? We're going to make it 100. So we said, Rabbi Yehuda says, you write a receipt. And Rabbi Yossi said, you can even do it orally. Between me and you, I'll keep track. We're only making it 100. I'm mochel el 100. Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to write it in the shtar. Right? And Rabbi Yossi said, it can even be oral. Don't worry about it. Right? That's machlokes betchil. This is a complicated Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Machlokes Betchila. The Machlokes is when you're writing it Lechatchila. Avol Basov, L'divri HaKol, Eina Mocheles. Everybody agrees that there's no Mechila. V'Rab Yochanan Amar, and Rab Yochanan says, Bein Bezu, Ubein Bezu, Machlokes. No, there's a Machlokes in both. Does our school have a chart on this dot, Gemara? Turn the page. What? Yeah. What? I knew they did. Okay, fine, yeah. Good. Because your head's going to be spinning in a few minutes. So now, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Then we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Right? I just said that. Now, Amar Rabbi Avo comes along and says, L'didi mefarshali, mined Rabbi Yochanan, I heard a pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, da'ana, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, lo palgin ahadadi. We're not even arguing. Says Rav Avin, that Rabbi Yochanan told him, or he heard from Rabbi Yochanan, that him and Rabbi Shua ben Levi are not even arguing. How could they not be arguing? The answer is, my b'tchila dek'amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, when Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that tchila, there could be such a mechila, that's tchila's chuppah. Umay sof, and what does sof mean? Sof, I'm going to say at the end, oh, you can't be machal anymore. Sof bia, after you marry. You can't do it after you marry, you can't change. Right? V'chi kaminana, and when I said, bein bezu machlokes, and when I said, bein bezu, it's a machlokes, tchilas chuppa, v'sof chuppa, I meant, tchilas chuppa v'sof chuppa, tahavye tchilas bia, which is the beginning of bia. In other words, there are three zmanim now. There are three zmanim. There's the tchilas chuppah, right? That everyone agrees. Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan is the tchila. Then you have...
Is that before the bridesmaids walk in? Yeah.
But I don't know. Then you have after chuppah and before bia. Okay? So according to Yeshua ben Levi, that's called tchila. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's called sof. That's the machlokes that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda argue about whether or not you can make a tnai al peh. And the third one is after the bia. That's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi called sof. And everybody would agree that Rabbi Yossi holds that a tnai over there no longer helps. Okay? Just keep on listening.
Right.
So again, we have a machlokes between Rav Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yossi held, you're allowed to make an oral reduction in the ksuva. Rabbi Yehuda said it must be in writing. Then we have a machlokas between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, the parameters of Rabbi Yossi's shita. When is this available? So it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo has one version of what they're arguing about. Kiyasa Ravin. When Ravin came along, Amar he said, "Rav Shimon Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Rav Shimon Bar Kapara, Machlokes lebasof. The whole Machlokes is only basof. Avo betchila divri akol mocheles. But in the beginning, everyone holds she could do it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar bein bezu Machlokes. No matter what, it's a Machlokes. Okay, so there are three Machlokes in here. There's Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda. There's Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, and then there's Rabbi Avo and Ravin. Okay." Thank you. Good? Now, the next three lines of the Gemara don't appear. There was a footnote here that the next three lines don't appear in the earlier versions. Don't worry, it's nothing about Jesus, nothing about that. They don't appear in earlier versions of Shas. I'm going to read it. I don't think it changes anything. Well, I'll read it anyway. Amar Rabbi Avo. So it's just another version of what we said before. Amar Rabbi Avo. L'didim mefarash limenei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told me, or I heard from Rabbi Yochanan pshat. Da'na v'Rabbi Shua ben Levi lo palgin adadi. No, me and Rabbi Shua ben Levi are not arguing. My basof, don't Rabbi Shua ben Levi sof chuppa. When he said self, he meant self chuppa. Umay tchila tchila chuppa. And what tchila tchila chuppa? V'chi kamina na bein bezu machlokes. When I said the both of machlokes, it's tchilas bia v'sof bia, which is the same thing. So okay, that's the end of the parentheses that didn't have other version didn't have it.
When is he making it tonight?
What?
He's making it tonight.
Before. She makes it tonight.
Before.
What?
Or during.
So that's the whole machlokes. When exactly? If 5 years later, 5 years later, the case. She, you know what? You don't have to give me half. That doesn't work.
Right.
What point doesn't it work? So that either it's trias chuppa, sof chuppa, trias bias.
Why wouldn't it work?
What?
If he wants to decide in the middle to add on.
Right, so that's a good question. Why can't you make up, I lend you $1,000, and then after 2 years, you know what? You only have to give back $50.
Exactly.
The rest of it's mochel. Why can't you do, I don't know, it's a good question. Why can't you do that? So
who
for some reason.
Who cares?
What?
Who cares?
No, this is not a written, it's oral.
I said it, but as long as it's eventually written off.
Right, so if he wants to do that and she agrees to it.
He can't lend her $1,000 and then say, you know what? Let's decide to take it off the chuppah, off the ksubah.
Right. Right, so maybe because you want to protect her, but every loan you want to do that. Right?
You want, she's so much nice. I mean, she, you know, that's prevention.
So what? Same thing with a loan.
That's a deterrent, isn't it? The whole thing is a deterrent.
Deterrent for what?
The husband just to get rid of her. Like.
Right, so that's maybe because of that. If it's such a low thing, that's the whole reason why they made it ksuva. Shouldn't be so easy to divorce your wife. Go to marriage. Go work it out. Right? Go to marriage counseling. It shouldn't be so easy. Just get rid of it. It's a cost you. Cost you. I'll think it over. So she, right? But now, but before the wedding, she can reduce it. Right? So why does it change? I understand you want to tell me she can't reduce it, but everyone holds you can reduce it. The question is, does that mean writing or not? So why afterwards can't you reduce it now? I'm not sure. It's a good question. Anyway, Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa comes along now. This is Machlokas number 4. Okay? No one really argues on Rav Papa. But he's going to make a comment now on the three previous Machlokas. Amar Rav Papa. He loved Amar Rabbi Avo. Had Rabbi Avo not come along and said, L'didi mefarash liminei de Rabbi Yochanan, that he said, that I am, that Rabbi Yochanan told me, the Amar Dana, Rabbi Shulman Levi, lo palgina adadi. If Rabbi Avo wouldn't have said that, that what? That Rabbi Avo, that Rabbi Yochanan, he heard a pshat from Rabbi Yochanan, that him and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi are not even really arguing. I would have thought that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi pligi, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi are arguing, v'ravidimi v'ravin lo pligi, and Ravdimi and Ravin are the ones that aren't arguing. That's what I would have said. Why? Why? What's the difference? My sof the kamar ravin sof chuppah. My tchil the kamar of dimi tchil as bia. At the same time, tchil as bia and sof chuppah is the same thing. Why is that better? My kamash malon. Why is that better? What's Rav Papa adding on to this discussion? The answer is: what are Ravin and Rav Avo arguing about? What are they arguing about? What someone else said? What kind of machlokas is that? That's a machlokas, have it.
Yeah.
But a much better machlokas is one that's more fundamental. Right? My kamash, ha kamash one. The trey, the pligi trey amaroi, a time of denafshayu. I'd much rather say that two tanoim, two amaroim, are arguing on something, on reasons. They have a real fundamental argument. V'lo pligi trey amaroi, alib d'chad amaroi. Not, they're arguing about what someone said. Now, you have that too. But says their papa, if I have a choice, why should I say that? Why should I say they're arguing about what someone said? I would say, no. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan have a legitimate machlokas. Till what point can the woman or the man, or together, they're going to be mochel the ksuva? So the machlokas about that. what someone told him. It's a machlokes about that. Right? Ravin and Rabbi Avo were trying to, they're arguing about what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, me and Rabbi Shuv and Levi are not arguing about this, we're arguing about this. And Ravin said, no, Rabbi Shuv and Levi and Rabbi Yochanan are not arguing about this, they're arguing about this. It's all what Rabbi Avo said. It's all what Rabbi Yochanan said. Fine, it's machlokes, fine. As much as I have a more fundamental machlokas, which is what? What's the machlokas between Rabbi Shuv ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan? What are they arguing about? They're arguing about at what point can a woman be mochel. That's much more fundamental. As opposed to, well, they're arguing about what he said. I was in that shit. I heard him say this.
Not really.
Why?
Remember the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan.
What?
The pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan.
I understand.
So once we got the ikar of what Rabbi Yochanan said, we don't have sagas.
I understand. So we're going to pass the line of Rabbi Yochanan regardless.
Correct.
Right?
Well, we don't know what he said.
What?
There are you. Well, what he said.
Fine. So I would say like this.
That's one of the mental issues. It's getting down to the bottom of it.
So don't argue in what he said. Argue in what he holds. That's all.
Same thing.
What?
It's the same thing.
No, because you could say that they don't argue in what he said. Everyone agrees in what he said. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Papa is saying. And we can all agree in what he said. The question is, what's his svar? What's he hold?
Yeah.
That's all. Okay.
In the world, it's very important to even give you an answer, right? Because there's no maskan on this.
Correct. What? Okay. What's the matter? What's the matter? The rest of the daf now is quite easy.
What's the omission of the book?
It's easy. It's the one thing I don't understand, but it's easy. Okay, ready? Now, this actually we alluded to this back on Daf Beis. Nostin lebesula shneimar sachodesh. We give a girl 12 months. Misha tava habal when the baal proposes to her. Right? Leparnes hesatzma to get herself ready takes 12 months. And during those 12 months, they're married. However,
the question of that sentence:
these
12 months are because of him.
No, one second. Ukishem leisha kach. No stin le'ish, leparnes is atzmo. He also has time to get himself ready. So it's a two-way street.
What's the point of that?
What?
Once he's giving her 12 months, of course he has 12 months.
We'll see what the difference is in a minute. Ula almana, and for an almana, shloshim yom. An almana is 30 days. Okay? Now, that's the whole machlokas. What if he's not an almana? What if it's his first marriage? Okay. Now, what if... What changes between Erisin and Nisuin? What changes? So a few things. First of all, Yerusha. We had that. Tumah. Let's say one of them dies. Do you have to go to the funeral? Right? Tumah, Yerusha, Tumah, Bia. It's the obvious one. They're not allowed to be together when they have Erisin only. Right? They're not allowed to be. And the fourth one is supporting her. There's no support when there's Erisin.
And Adar, is he made for his dad and her and Adar, or
he can't? I don't know. I think he can, together with the father. Maybe she's a Naira. Okay, I'm not sure about that. Now, he gives man velo nisu. Let's say the time came, and he doesn't want to pay. Now, we're not getting into here why he's not paying, or why the time came, why aren't they getting married? Well, we had it in the thing. Is someone sick? Is he have cold feet? And what's the brisa pshat over here? Doesn't make a difference. Higiyas man velo nitzu, ochelas mishalo, veochelas betruma. She can eat from her, she can eat. He has to support her. Now he has to start supporting her. And not only that, if he's a Kohen, she can even eat truma.
You know why it says ochelos?
Ochelas?
No, ochelos. Ochelos. Who's they? Both of them?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it means all women that are in this boat. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Nostin La Hakol Truma. Yeah, Rabbi Tarfon says he can give even everything can be Truma. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mechza Chulun and Mechza Truma. No, half should be Chulun and half should be Truma. So I saw a shot over here that Rabbi Akiva says, listen, half the month, she's Tome anyway. So what are you giving all Truma for when she can make everything Tome? Half the month, don't give it Truma. It's common sense. Half the month he could. Half the month he shouldn't. Hayavam, now let's say there's a Yavam. Right, so what happened? They got married, they had Erisin, he died. So obviously there's no children. So she falls to Yibum. So now Hayavam ain't a machil b'truma. The Yavam doesn't have to give her truma. Us it's a shisha chadashim mifnei abal for shisha chadashim mifnei Yavam. So let's say 6 months, they were engaged for 6 months, he died. So wait 6 more months now. Now for the Yavam, they'll get married after a year. Let's say the whole thing, he died the day before the wedding. 364 days, and then he died now. Or the other way around. They're getting engaged, he dies the next day. So they tell the girl, by the way, in 363 days, you're marrying the brother in Yibum. And anyway, this din of truma is only by the real husband, not by a yavam. No matter how long or short the yavam was waiting for her, we'll get to that in the Gemara. That, by the way, that's all Zumish and Rishona. That's all the first version, or the first way of understanding this idea. That what? That once the 12 months comes and she doesn't get, and there's no marriage for whatever reason, she has to support her, even truma. Bezdin shall acharehin amru. A later Bezdin said, "Eino isha achelas b'truma ad shetachanes l'chuppah." No, there's no truma till the chuppah. Till the chuppah, there's no truma. The support that didn't touch 100%. 12 months come, that's the supporter. Okay, what?
Not truma.
Exactly, not truma.
For the same reason, she's still living with her parents, and it's different. The same as Aries.
Exactly. The Gemara is going to say that in a few minutes. So, before we get to that Gemara, Menahani Mili, how do you know this? How do you know what? How do you know 12 months? So, the truth is, the rabbis made it up. Right? They made that up. Is there any smach in the Torah that it should be 12 months? So, Gemara says, yes, Amar of Chista, Damar Kra, it says that Eliezer says to Rivka, Eliezer says to Rivka's parents, well, Basul was dead by then, says to the mother, so, well, the brother, we're taking Rivka back to Yitzchak. So Vayomer Achia Va'ima, so Rivka's brother, his name is Lavan, and the mother said, no, Teshev Anayri Itanu, let her stay here for Yamim O Eser. What's Yamim? What's Eser? So, my Yamim, what does Yamim mean? Ile Matre Yamim, it means 2 days. So Mishtoi Inish Hachi Amrule Tre Yomi. So what happened? They said to Eliezer, let her stay for 2 more days. Amrulehu Lo. Eliezer said no. Right? So Amrulu Asari Yomi, how about 10 days? That makes no sense. That's negotiating in the bizarro world. Right? That doesn't make any sense. Nobody does that. That's the way the president negotiates. Ella rather, Ma Yamim. What does Yamim mean? No, Yamim must mean a shana. It means a year. So they said to her, Eliezer, let her stay for a year. Like all Basulas, let her get ready for a year. You don't want a year, so how about 10 months? That makes sense, right? Yamim shana. Yamim, the word yamim meant a year. Dichsiv, like it says, yamim tiyagulaso. You have a year to get your house back when you sell your house in a walled city, right? Ve'ema, maybe chodesh. Maybe it means a month. Dichsiv, because it says, ad chodesh yamim. There's a place where it says chodesh and yamim. I think by the slav. So Amri, the answer is, donin yamim stam, yamim stam. No, yamim, yamim, stam, yamim. We learn from Stam Yamim. Vein Donan Yamim, Stam Yamim, Vein Donan Yamim, Stam, Mi Yamim, Shinemar Bahen, Chodesh. And we don't learn Yamim from a place where it says Yamim Chodesh. So the story by Eliezer can't mean, let her stay for a month. No, not a month, I have it 10 days. Can't mean that. Because the only other place where we have Chodesh, or Yamim, Stam, is by a year. So what do you see? There's some concept in the Torah even already, even before Matan Torah, that a girl gets ready for 12 months.
Right. So how do we do away with it? It's based on the Torah. How do we do away with it now?
It's because it's not... why 12 months? How about 10 months? How about 9 months? How about 3 months? Because by Rivka was 12 months. Doesn't mean it's a dindar raisa.
Bring it down?
It's not like tefillin.
What's the point then?
What?
What's the point of bringing it down? We don't even hold like it now. We don't even...
So when you're being Mavis Sedra, and you'll read Parshas Chayesara, and you see that Rivka's mother said, let her stay for Yom. Ooh, you know what? That's why the Gemara has a makar that a girl gets 12 months to get prepared. That's all.
In the old days.
In the old days. In the old days. The society is not the same. As you know, all the rules about how we treat girls and daughters don't apply today.
Right, but that doesn't change halacha generally. That
what? Now. All those halachas are different. Imagine a man says today, I'm not supporting my 8-year-old daughter. I'm not supporting her. I don't have to. Show me in the Torah where it says. You know what to do to him?
Put him in jail.
I'll put him in jail, beat him up. Guy doesn't support his daughter?
Right.
Sure. The old days, he can get away with that. It's a different world.
Right, I'm just curious how it works. I'm not sure you
have a because it's not a deraita. It's just a smachta. It's just a hint in the Torah about something. That's all. The hint in the Torah. How do you, why 12 months? Why not 11 months? I know, because it's a nice round number because it's a year. Is that all it was? No, there's a remez by Rivka. That's all it is.
Right, I'm just saying, who decides what practices were relevant now and not?
It's a very good question. It's a very good question.
Things just fell away.
It's a very good question. So I could say it like this. All dinim of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So that's obvious. Once you get rid of all that, they tried as much as possible. A lot of things changed by the Gaonim. That's when society really changed. It went from the 500s when this Gemara was written till the early Middle Ages when the Gaonim lived was a big shift. It's a big change. By the time Rashi came around and Rabbeinu Gershom came around, the whole world was different. The whole world was different. There are places where sometimes you hear these stories like these places like they try to go back to the olden days on certain things. You know? If you could, you could.
Right, so the Gemara is only a guide for certain, not only always a guide, then.
It is always a guide.
It's not.
But it's not always relevant.
I'll give you an example. There's nothing in the Gemara about selling chametz before Pesach. No such thing. Doesn't appear in the Gemara. I think this is Tosefta. They were on a boat. They stuck with chametz. They sold it to each other. They sold it to the captain. One little tiny. And the whole world of halacha built around that. Why? It's a different world. Does that mean that the Gemara is not a chas v'shalom? Everything's in the Gemara. You ever heard of Moshe Feinstein's Truvis? Everything's in the Gemara. Telephone, everything's in the Gemara. All these things are in the Gemara. Right? You have a question. Can you hear Havdalah through a telephone? Right? All the Truvis that you can't even... Everything's sourced in the Gemara. How is that? First of all, you have to learn it. Right. Second of all, you have to be like them. And able to pull halachas out of the Gemara. Okay, we're getting off topic. Amar Abzeira. Okay, Amar Abzeira. Tana, okay, I'm not sure what this means. Because it says Kitana, a Kitana, Bein Hi Ubein Aviha, Yichol La'akev. So Rashi says, Yichol La'akev means that she can object to getting married, either her or her father. Now Rashi says, Milinase Adche Tegadel, until she becomes a Gedola. So she's engaged as a Kitana, the father has the right to do that. But now they can tell it away till she's a gadola. So, did we ever have such a thing before? What kind of thing is this?
You assume she got married. Also.
Right. So, Kitana, Bein Hi, Bein Aviya, L'chol La'akev. They're not canceling the wedding. They're just pushing off how long the 12 months. It could be longer than 12 months. It could be long years. Now, Beis Shlomo Ihi, I understand her, Matzima Akva. She goes, I don't want to get married. I'm almost 60 years old. I don't want to get married right now. Ella Aviha Ihi Nichale Aviha my Nafkale Mina, right? If the girl wants to get married, how can the father object? Doesn't make sense because the father's the one who married her off. I don't understand this. What's going on here? The father married her off, so what's he objecting for? He's the one who could do it. She can't do it even as a katana. But you know, the father says, you know what? Comes home, honey, dear, my little sweet little girl, I got you married. She's Yahoo. Him. Oh, him? Yeah, he's a nice guy. I take it back. I'm going to wait until you turn 12. What's going on here exactly? I'm not sure. Anyway, Savar, the father realized. Now, by the way, she can't cancel it, just postponing it. So Savar, the father thinks, Hashta loyada. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's a little girl. Lamachar, the next day, Mimrida Vanafka. She's going to rebel and leave. She's like, I can't take this married life. I'm such a young little girl. I'm not prepared for marriage. So if Asi, if enough flee Levay, he says she's going to come back to him anyway. And that's problems because they're married. So you know what? We'll delay the Nisuin until you become a Gedola. And then you'll be able to, you have much more maturity. You'll be able to handle it. Right?
Why
don't
you marry her?
I don't know.
She wasn't ready.
Right. I just don't get that. I don't know.
He liked the guy. He wanted the...
Well,
he liked the guy.
Right. So he thought, oh, it's a great idea. Then on second, and she said, yeah, I like him too. Then on second, so he said, you know what? It's probably smarter to wait a little bit because she's so young. She's not going to handle it. She'll come running back. And then she's a Moredith.
Yeah.
Right, so when we read this, a woman picks up and walks out. What is that? Right, so I don't want to have that happen. So you know what, let's wait a little bit till she gets older. Okay. Amar of Rabbi Abi Abba Bar Levi, Ein poskin ala katana la'asiya kishi katana. We don't force, is that what that means? Right? We don't force a katana to get married when she's still a katana. Avo poskin ala katana la'asiya kishi gedola. But when she turns a gedola, then we do force her. So pshit, it's obvious. I would think lechesh dilma ma'alave pachda mehashta mehashta v'chalsha. Right? I would think maybe that since we wanted to push it off, so maybe she wasn't really 100%, and now she's still not 100%, and maybe so we shouldn't allow this marriage. Kamash b'lan, no, there's no chashash like that. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Bagra Yom Echad v'niskacha. If it, so, it's a whole machlokas exactly what's going, what this means. But Bagra Yom Echad, she became a Bogeres for one day, v'niskacha, and now she became a Mekudeshes. Nosin lo shloshim yom kalmana. She gets only 30 days now like an almana. Why? Because maybe the year now was only for a katana? Is that what we're saying? That she was doing a bogeret even one day. Now she has a din of a naira, of an almana, 30 days. One second. Meisve, bagra, if she becomes a bogeret, harehi kitivua. It's like an engagement. My love, doesn't that mean kitivua de besula? After all, she's still a besula. So Gemara says, "Lo kitivua dalmana." Like tivua means to desire, to want, to get. No, it's the desire, it's the getting of an almana, which is 30 days. Tashma says, "Bogeres a bogeres sheshasa shneim was a chodesh that you waited 12 months." So you see from here, you wait 12 months. Rabbi Elezer Omer hol v'chayiv bala mizanoseha yafer. Since the husband has the right to support her now, he has the duty to support her. He can now be made for her nedarim. So you see from here that's 12 months. Amen. No. Bogeres, if she's a Bogeres, Vishas the Shnei Mosach Chodesh, and you happen to have waited. You don't have to, but you happen to have waited. Rabbi Elezer Omer Hol Baila Chayev B'Mazonzeh Yofer. Since the husband has to support her now, he has a right to be made for her Nadarim.
The Mishnah says, The
Gemara is qualifying it. What if she's a Bogeres and maybe it's no 12 months?
When I say Psula, I don't
I know, you don't care how old she is.
Yeah.
I know. Tashma, Hamaris is a Basula. If someone is engaged to a Basula, Ben Shetava Habal, whether he wants her or Vima Kevis and she's pushing it off, Ben Shetava he or she's pushing, Vabal Ma'akim and the husband's pushing it off, Nosn in law, Shtemos Achodesh, Mishas Tvia. You get 12 months, I don't want to wait 12 months. I want to get married right now. Can't wait. No, both sides can say, no, we're waiting. 12 months, that's halacha, right? Avalo Mishas Erison. What does that mean, of Lomi Shas Erison?
It doesn't go from the time of the Kedushin, it goes from the time of the Tviya. Aha.
Ubagra, Harehi Kitavua, she's just like a Tavua. What does that mean? Keita, what does that mean? Bagra Yomecha, Viniskacha, Noshin Laseidam, Zachodesh. You get 12 months, even for Bulgaris. Ula Rusa, Shloshim Yom, and an Arusa gets 30 days. Tiyufta the Rav Yehuna Tiyufta. This whole thing of Huna said that a Bulgaris doesn't get 12 months is absolutely not true. Now, what does it mean? Ma'ala Arusa Shloshim Yom. What does that mean? So, Amr of Papa, that's tell you what it means. Hachikah, here's what it means. Bogeres, you have a Bogeres. She'avru alash de masachodesh, the Bagrus. She waited 12 months. She was already a Bogeres. Then it's Gacha. And now she got engaged. No, still, Shloshim Yom, Kalmana. She waits 30 days like an Almana. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Huh?
So, you're saying the same thing. You're saying that only absolutely wait.
Maybe she waited already 12 months. I'm not sure what that means. But does anyone know what that means? Yes, yeah, so if she waited 12 months, then Taki, and she was a Bulgaris already for 12 months.
Yeah.
She's 15 years old, 16 years old. Now Taki is only 30 days.
So 12 months only for a katana, is that what you're
saying? Or only a katana or a Bulgaris in her first year. Okay, next. Higiyaz man v'lo nisu. So if the time came and for whatever reason they're not married, so the halacha is, you have to start paying the support. And then we said in the Mishnah Rishona, even truma. Amar ula, dvar Torah, arusa bas Yisrael achelas betruma. And arusa already can eat truma. Even an arusa can eat truma. Shenemar, because it says, v'kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo. It's her it's like property. The high nami kinyan kaspahu. You acquire a woman by paying for it. So already in an heiress that can ready eat truma. Ma'atam amru eino achelas. Why can't she eat truma? So there's two reasons. Shama yimzigula kos beisavia. She's going to come to his house for dinner, and he's going to feed her truma, and then she'll take the leftovers back to her parents. Her parents are not kahanim. They're not allowed to eat truma. Vishak vitsashka lachia ula achosa. And her brother and sisters are going to eat the truma. That's reason number one. So ihachi he gives man velodisum nami. So one second. So if the time came and they didn't get married yet, she's allowed to eat truma. Are we worried about the same thing? She's going to bring the leftovers back to her family. So the Gemara says no. Hasam duchtum yuchidla. No, there'll be a separate place where she can come eat. Not in the house. A separate place. Elamiyata. So one second. Liki kohen li Yisrael. Let's say a kohen's working for Yisrael, a worker in the field, and he brings lunch for them, right? Right? Lo lechel b'truma. We shouldn't let him eat truma. Why? Dilma asil lemechel b'chadei. Maybe he'll go share with his friends, with his buddies in the field, and they'll eat truma. So Gemara says, one second. Hashta mididhu safulei. Mididhei achli. One second. No, the lunch is supported by, the lunch is paid for by the employer. Nobody brings their own lunch. Why should I pay my own lunch? They give lunch for free. Right? Now, that's one reason why. Because maybe she'll bring the truma back home. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Mishum Simpon. Because the problem is a Simpon. What's Simpon? Simpon is, there'll be some this horrible mum on her. There'll be a horrible mum. And he'll say, and she's been eating truma all this time. There was a delay of 2 months. They couldn't get married for 2 months. He was sick. So for 2 months, he's supporting her with truma. It comes to the wedding. I didn't know. That's a whole mezzeh mekachtos. You and we never married. Because the Kedushin was a mekachtos. And therefore, you ate truma, look, shlok halacha.
Was it a permanent mum or a mum that could
have some? I don't know. It's some kind of mum, which is a problem. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi nichnasav lechupa v'lo nivala nami." So one second. So too, if they come to the chupa, but they don't do anything yet, same story. So let's say there's a meal before they get together, have relations. That meal is should be truma. No one says that. So the Gemara answers, "No hasam mivdak badikla." No, he checked her out. He made sure. They go to the chuppah, checked her out. Who checked her out? Says Rashi, the Krovim. He didn't check her out. He didn't do it himself. He had the relatives check her out.
The Shomer.
What?
The Shomer.
Yeah, Vahadr Ma'ayil. And then he'll marry her.
Get out.
To El Me'ata. One second, if that's the case. Evid Kohen, Shalachu Mi'Yisrael, Lo Lechel B'Truma Mishum Simpon. So one second, we know that if you buy an Evid, the Evid are allowed to eat Truma. Avadim are allowed to eat Truma. Maybe say the same story. There'll be some mum. There'll be some deformity or something, and I'll say, I didn't buy you on this condition. This whole thing was a mekachtos. So the Gemara says, one second. Simpo ba'avadim leka. What kind of simpo is that? The dabroi, if it's an outward mum, hakachazi, I see it. The digavoi, and if it's an inner something, lemalacha kaboy, v'shim, I don't care about that. I don't care about your mum. I don't care about. Yeah, you have some birth, but I don't care about that. I bought you to work. I didn't buy you to be with you. I don't care. Right? Now, what? Nimta Ganaf. You want to tell me he's a Ganaf? Oh, Ganaf means a kidnapper. Oh, Kubyustus. Or he's some kind of. Well, Rashi says he's a kidnapper. Tosfa says it can't be that. It means he's a gambler. A low person. Higiu. So, Mayika. Listed Mizuyan O Muhtav Lamachas Ninu. Well, you want to tell me that he's an armed bandit or he's on the king's wanted list? Hanukola Islu. Those things, everyone knows about that. Everyone knows about that. So what kind of mum we're talking about already? There's no mum. Okay?
Right, would you give him Truma the first day he's on the job?
Why not? Why not? You have to realize like, Truma costs less than the Chulun. Costs less. It's cheaper. It's cheaper because there's less demand. So it's cheaper, so give it to them. Right? It's cheap, easy for me to buy it. It means I have to pay the, my evidence.
You don't buy truma,
you get it. You get it. No, but let's say you have to buy it. Let's say you have to. Right? It's cheaper. You got that for free. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. The nafkamina is between if you hold it because of simpon or you hold it because you need to give it to the family to eat. Why there's no truma by Arison. What are the nafkaminas between these two reasons? We'll do that tomorrow, and then we'll do more stuff. All right, everybody have a very good day.
Both of you, Father Lance.